From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tropical storm Bonnie is bearing down on the Gulf of Mexico and a possible close encounter with the site of BP's blown-out oil well there. National Weather Service forecaster Chris Lancey.
We think there may be some intensification, and the track does take it relatively close to the deepwater horizon oil spill site.
Coast Guard vessels near there are already encountering strong winds and choppy seas. NPR's Larry Abramson says Admiral Thad Allen has ordered more than a dozen vessels and hundreds of workers dealing with the oil spill to move away from the well site as a precaution.
Allen says the move may require removal of the ship that is drilling the relief well that's supposed to plug up the leaking well. That could mean a delay of up to 2 weeks in efforts to intercept the leaking well and fill it with a permanent seal. But officials have decided they will not remove the temporary cap that has stopped the flow of oil for the past week. They say they're confident they can monitor the cap, even if no ships are in the vicinity. Larry Abramson, NPR News, New Orleans.
The tropical storm is first headed to the Florida Keys. Officials there do not expect any strong surges and have not ordered any evacuations. North Korea is pledging what a top official there is calling a physical response if the United States proceeds with planned military exercises with South Korea. NPR's Jackie Northam in Hanoi says the statement came as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton pressed Asian nations at a regional conference to vigorously enforce U.N. economic sanctions against North Korea following its alleged sinking of a South Korean Navy ship.
It's not particularly surprising that the North Koreans did come out and say something about this because, you know, among the Asian nations here, we were told by U.S. officials that about half of them condemned North Korea and criticized North Korea for the sinking of that warship. So somehow North Korea did have to step up in its own defense and say something like this.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Hanoi. The House Ethics Committee says it has found substantial reason to believe Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York violated a range of ethical rules. Rangel insists he's not worried.
I don't have any fear at all, politically or personally, what they come up with.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more.
Rangel has been accused of several different ethics violations, ranging from using congressional stationery for a fundraising letter to using his power as a committee chairman to protect a business that was donating money to Rangel's pet project, establishing the Rangel Center for Public Service at City College of New York. It's rare for an ethics investigation to get to the point of open hearings. Earlier this year, Rangel was forced to step down from his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's also facing a primary challenge in September. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington. Heavy rains have triggered widespread flooding in southern Wisconsin. Milwaukee Public Works Commissioner Jeff Mantis says the city got more than 7 inches of rain in just 2 hours.
I've had over 1,000 calls so far on backwater, which is water in people's basements.
Mantis says a large sinkhole has opened in the city, and at least 2 people were treated after being struck by lightning. A number of roads and highways in southern Wisconsin are closed, as is Milwaukee's airport. In Lebanon, the head of the militant movement Hezbollah says some members of his organization will be indicted for murder by an international tribunal. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that, and from Damascus, the UN-backed court is investigating the 2005 death of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri.
In a televised speech, Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah confirmed rumors circulating for months. He said the details were relayed by Saad Hariri, the slain leader's son and current prime minister, who also confirmed the tribunal would not issue indictments against Syrian officials. They were initially accused in the explosion that killed Hariri and 22 others. Nasrallah dismissed speculation the indictments would spark a war with Israel. Regional tensions have unsettled Lebanon and Syria, even as both countries benefit from one of the most successful summer tourist seasons in years. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.
In the small city of Bell, California, 3 top officials have resigned in a controversy over how much they earn. The 3 made a total of more than $1.5 million a year. Bell has only 40,000 residents, though, and nearly 1 out of 5 of the people living there are below the poverty line. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.